Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Rufo Shalema, Maisha Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Baschaya Lea.
Today's daf is Chulin daf kuf chaf. The Gemara explains the Mishnah by Reitev. What is the Reitev of the Mishnah? The Gemara says that Abaye says that it's Chilev the Koresh. Ask the Gemara, Maya, your Koresh, Kiloi Koresh Nami, Domresh Lokish, Tir Shagabe Yerek, Mitzarf, the Kokoi Seves Vyamaki Purim. Rish Lakish said that the Tir is Mitzarf, even though it's Mamash Amashke. So also over here, even if it's not Koresh, it should be Mitzarf. Answers the Gemara, Hasim Shimi Suve Daito, Bekoldu Mesve Daite, and Yom Kippur Tawin Yishuv Adats. Even Tir is Miyashiv Das. Hacham Shimi Tsarufayu, Ikoresh Mitzarf, Yiloi Koresh Loi Mitzarf. Here we need Tsiruf, and maybe we need it to be Koresh. The words of the Gemara are problematic a little bit, because on Yom Kippur also we need tziruf. We need a Shabim Mitzarif for a shir. So what does the Gemara mean? So it says Rashi from Aslam Eshani Hossam, Tamud Yom Kippur Malav Yishum Uchlohu. Dinami Lav Uchlohu came in the Miyasa. Daitei Mechayev. Says Rashi, by Yom Kippur we don't need to be an Eichel. It's all totally whether it's Miyashiv or Das. Talay Su'uniksiv. Vizel Lo Yisane. Lamaitse, you got satisfied. We don't care whether you ate or not. Here we need it to be either an oichel or a mashke. And you have different shiurim. So maybe the name is tzarf. Those are the words of Rashi. In Rashi's mashke, tremendous chiddush about Yom Kippur. That Yom Kippur does not tell him dini achila b'chlal. All it's tzoli and loisa une. Even though the oichel and the mashke have different shiurim, because the meister miyashiv your das. So therefore you're chayiv on Yom Kippur. That would be the mashmoyis of Rashi here. However, in the Gemara, Newman daf payment base, it says, as the Gemara says, the time of the reason of Reish Lakish is Kol Achshurei Uchlo Uchlo. Anything which is Machshur, the food, it's also considered food. Shailos, how is that mitzarif to what Rashi says by us? Rashi has different svara. Rashi by us says that you don't need a food. That's all telling you Shivadas. The Gemara there is Machshur that the reason is that you need a food, but it's considered a food. Anything which is Machshur, the food, is also considered a food. Elmai Tamashma in the Gemara. And even by Yom Kippur, we need foods. Alright, in Yom Kippur, there's one shear of Eichlin and one shear of Mashkin. We don't say that as long as you had Yishuv Adas in the tier for both of them, that's good enough. There's a Yishuv Adas of Achila, and there's a Yishuv Adas of Shtia, and each one has their own Gedarim and their own Mahalchim. So, you can't just say that, let's get a general Yishuv Adas. Memeila, Hadra Kutshav Adukhte, how is the tier mitzarif to the Eichel if it doesn't become a Chelik of the Eichel? So what's the other Torah of Reish Lakish? Reish Lakish says, that there it's totally not in the shame oichel, it's all in the yishuv das of achila. As long as you have something which is miyashiv your das, the same way that an oichel is miyashiv your das, so then it can be mashiv the shir. There's a type of yishuv das from achila, another type of yishuv das from shtia. Here, this mashke, even though it's the cheft of a mashke, but it's functioning and to add on to the yishuv das of achila. Therefore, it can be mitzarif for the shir. Mashein kein, by tumas oichlin, Tumas Eichel needs a cheft of Eichel and a cheft of Mashke. In Mela, this tzir, which is still a cheft of Mashke, cannot be mitzarif for Tumas Eichel. That's the heart of the Gemara. Therefore, there's no tzir from Rashi by us to the Gemara in Yuma Avada. By the end of the day, by Yom Kippur, there needs to be Bederech Achila to a certain degree. Just what Pshat Reish Lakish is, according to Rashi, is that it's not totally in the cheft of Eichel. You don't need an Eichel. You need an achila. You need something which is consumed derech achila. So meila kol machshurei oichle kuchle dami can also be that it's consumed derech achila. It gives the yishuv das of achila. That's the svara there. Akopanim before lahar in the sugya that the whole time that we find that oichle and a mashke can be mitzarif even when the mashke is on the oichel is only for Yom Kippur, which is telling yishuv das. But everywhere else, like by Tumas Eichlin, then they're not mitzarif. That would be the pasha of the sugya. Maybe it would come out that if you have mashka of Kiliya Kerem on top of Paris Kiliya Kerem, then it's not mitzarif. Maisa, this is the Kapli Smarim in a Sefer Anuma called the Sefer Yom Kippurim, sugya there in the payment base, says it's Chiddush Ladina that for a Shar Dinim in the Torah, it's not mitzarif the Eichel with the mashka on top of it. So the Chayyadam in Tzimin Nun, Sivkatan Yudzayin, says Tzir Shagabe Yerek, Mitzarev Dafel Gabi Yeme Kippurim, Lola Gabi Bracha Achroina. It's not Mitzarev Bracha Achroina, it's a unique din in Yom Kippur. However, the Magen Avraham says not this way. The Magen Avraham, it's him in Reish Yud, Tzvkatan Aleph, says that Tzir on top of a Yerek is Mitzarev Bracha Achroina. The Magen Avraham adds in that not only Tzir Shagabe Yerek, also if you dip your bread in wine, and now your bread is soggy, but the wine that's in it is ultimately started for the shear of Bracha Achroina. He brings a right to this from Tezim Tzachim Daf Kuf Tes, that if you're Shere, your bread and wine of Pigel, so the wine has been started for the shear of the Oicha. So, this is, Bishlam with the Magen Avraham was saying a Chiddush in Bracha Achroina. Okay, here the bet in Bracha Achroina is similar to Yom Kippur. Bracha Achroina is totally Biyasuve Daite, were you satisfied? So, Mimela, that's why it can be Mitzarif. But the Magen Avraham learns that it's a klal also the Gabi Maicholas Asuras, by Pigol. That it also Mitzarif, the liquid that's on top of the food. So, Imkein Maishna Maicholas Asuras and Tumas Eichlin. We see in our sugya that it's not Mitzarif, the liquid in the food. Why, according to the Magen Avraham, is it Mitzarif Lagabi Maicholas Asuras? So, according we could say, there's a chiluk between the Chefzo and the Maisa. By my cholas asuras, we're looking at the maisa achila. Was there a maisa achila? So the maisa, now that the liquid is on top of the food, so you eat it all in b'teres maisa achila. It's all considered a maisa achila, and it's entire for the shear of the kizaitz. Mashein kainim, the din of tumas eichlin, totally a chefza of eichlin and a chefza of mashke. Mice, each one of them is a different chefza. The difference is mitzarif. That's the chiddush of the Magen Avraham. Sam, the taste of the Magen Avraham brings. The taste says that person is shere pita b'yayin, it's been starved to the shear of pigle. But that there, lemaisa, it's shere pita b'yayin, you have soggy bread, but you don't have wine on your bread. You can't drink the wine. It's a soggy bread. Here we're talking about that you have mashka on top of the oichel, but it's nicker, what's the mashka and what's the oichel? There the chayodim says it's not mitzarif. Shegin, when you dip your food in a liquid and your food gets soggier and weighs more and takes up more space, so then even the Chayyadim agrees to the Magen Avraham, in that case it would be Mitzarif. Welcome to the sugya of Himches Achela VeGomoy. It's a very big sugya. Shas sugya here, and again, it's many, many, you say this. Let's start. The Gemara brings the Mishnah that Hikves Hadam, or Himches Achelev, is Chayiv. The Gemara says, Bishlama, Hikves Hadam, came to Akbe Achshuli Achshuli. So now it's more Chashiv. Himches Achelev, why you chayev achila ksiva bay? And this is not achila. It's just the Gemara nevesh rabbis usashayse. And we learn also by chometz and by nivla seftar like before in the Gemara. So you have to start understanding what's the need in the sugi. Before in the sugi here, and without a pasuk, you'd be potter. Without a pasuk by himcha by chaylev and chometz, you'd be potter. Why would you be potter? So truth with mash in the lashon Gemara is the reason is. Because it's not, you need a maisa achila. The Torah says achila, which means that you have to do the act of eating. If something is in a liquid form, then you're drinking it and you're not eating it. So it's not the act that the Torah assert. That's the simple way to learn the sugya. That's also the harm of Urantais. It's Tais Divir Maschal L'Rabos HaShayse. Tais asks, Lama Likra Hashtia Havi Bichlal Achila Karashin Bergimu Deshuis. It's more in the Gemara there that when a person makes a shua shalei oichal, it also includes shalei yishte. So we see that shtiyah is bichlal achila. So also over here, it's true that the Torah says achila, but shtiyah is bichlal achila. So therefore, you should be chayiv min asvara. Why do we need a unique pasuk to say that you're chayiv? Answer: Tesis has some v'yeshemer does in the mili de shtiyah kinyayin v'shemen. Pacha the mili de bar achila de mam chilu v'shasilu. It says there it's referring to drinking wine or oil, things that are imid l'shtia. So that's why you're chayiv. Because that's the proper way to consume them. Mashayim came by us, where it's referring to drinking something which is normally eaten, so it's not the proper way. So there we can learn out from the klal that shtia b'chlal achila. That's a chiluk that Taisa says. Here we don't have the chiddush of shtia b'chlal achila. But hamias that before in Taisa that he said that the sugya is a sugya in proper maisa. Normally we say shtiya is considered a maisa achila, but here we don't say shtiya is considered a maisa achila because here it's not the derech, so it's not considered a maisa achila. posing the question in the Teretz of Taisus, we could see that the Nidun and the Sugya by us is a Nidun Mitzad the Maisa. Oh, that's Mitzad Echad. However, there is another way to learn the Sugya. Another way to learn the Sugya is that the Nidun is not Mitzad the Maisa, that Shti is not a Maisa Achila, but rather Mitzad the Cheftza, that when something is in a different form, something you take Chalev, which is a solid, and you turn it into a liquid, it's a different form. It's not the same Cheftza that Taira answered. So this is a chefta de atir, not that it's lacking a maisa achila, but it's simply not the right object that the Torah asser. See this in this concept in Teis in Nida. Teis in Nida, same question as Teis by us asks. There also the Gemara says that she is bechlal achila. Nida daf lamed beis manal, if shtia bechlal achila. Says Teis there, dear master, shtia. If you time our barak or about raitev, kabichelev lomali kol nefesh rabbi shoyse. Why do we need a pasuk to say that you drink chaylev your chayiv? Why don't we learn that from shtiyah b'chlal achila? The yeshvaymar dash meinon the chaylev mahutach shmei chaylev. Says Taisus that the chiddush of the Gemara by us in Chulin is to say that chaylev mahutach shmei chaylev. Chaylev when it's liquidized, when it's turned into a liquid, it's still called chaylev. I would think that it's not called chaylev. Before Latin Taisus, that the Nidun and the Sugya is something else. If I add the Pasuk, I would say that it's Pasuk, not the Chesed Yisur, like we said. Lais the Ramban, by us in Chidushim, is Mayrich about this. Al derech the Taisus and Nidun. Says the Ramban, and in Asfar, we would say, Hein v'loy shinu yeyem. And once something is changed, it's in a different form, it's not the proper Chesed that the Taira answered. Hein v'loy shinu yeyem. And that's why we need the Pasuk to say that it's Asur. The Ramban goes further to say, even in a case when it does not say a lashon achila, still I would think to say that you would be potter, because simply the object came out as a solid, and now you're consuming it as in a liquid form. That is not the proper form, the original form that it existed in the world. So that's not the chesed of the Torah answer. That's the opinion of the Ramban and Teis and Shvuas, not like Teis by us. Teis by us says that it's lacking in the Maisa. On a related point, in Taiz Divir Maskel Chomitz, it's mavur, that even before we know the Drasha, that Him Chasa Chomitz Agamai, is Chayiv, we would still know that Chomitz is Asr Bahana. Chomitz, the Himche, is Asr Bahana. L'chaira, this should be telling this Chakira. And it's Kishmak, Taiz L'shitasam. Taiz learns about it that it's the same Cheftza. Chisaran is only Mitad the Maisa. That it's not a Maisa Achila. So that's all a Svar, it's gotta be the Maisa Achila, to be Chayav Kares. But the Maisa is still a Chefs of Chomitz. So that it's Asr Behano. Vashenge, in Lefitayis and Nida, in Lefit the Ramban, that the Chisaren of Himche, the Chisaren that it's the wrong Chefza, Hein Veloy Shinu Yehem. So Imkein, it's Mistaver, that without the Pasuk, it would be Takavi Mutzer Behano. Because it's not the right Chefs of Chomitz. That would seem to be an Akamina of this machlekes. However, in the Gemara here, it's harmuchach, like the Svar of the Ramban. The Gemara starts off saying that by dam it's pasha that you're chayit even without a pasuk, by hikbes adam. Why? Came the akve achshuve achshave, because you congealed it, so you were more machshavit. The Gemara has come out to a svara to say that you're chayit by dam, because you're more machshavit. Mashin kim echelev, you're less machshavit. Chayyur could say a very simple way, chayyur by dam. Dam, the Torah says, achila. Lo yisayich al kol dam. Dam is asher be'achila. So dam, even though the mice are chayyur when you drink dam, but definitely when you eat dam, you're definitely chayyur. Because it's lashon achila. Why do we need to come at the svaras of achshuv be'achshuv? Whether it's more chashuv or less chashuv. The Torah says, don't eat dam, and you're eating dam. So for sure it's asher. Why do we need an additional svara here? Torah muach here in the Gemara that like the svara of the Ramban, hein v'lo shinu yeyem, and because dam by naturally is a liquid, so when you turn it into a solid, you think it's not the dam that the Torah answered. So in that svara you would be potter. And there are other makaris to this in the Hemshach Hasugya. We'll see. For instance, I mentioned one that the Gemara in the Hemshach talks about. The din of Nivlat Seif Tar, the Tumah of Nivlat Seif Tar. That when you drink the Nivlat Seif Tar, you're still Tummy. Here, Reb Chaim in Sefer says that the tumah of nivlat soif tar is not because of a maisa achila. Chaim brings the Torah's koyanim that has a havamina. When a person spits up the nivlat soif tar, he should also be metame. Says Reb Chaim, if it's totally maisa achila, right, when it's going up, it's not an achila. Elamai says Reb Chaim that the inside of the tumah sitting in the nivlat soif tar is a tumah's makayim. When the nevela is in the makam of the beis habliyah, then it's matami the person. That's how you would think also on the way up, it's matami. It's a gzeres hakotz that it's not matami. Ask the chazanish and the galyonis and Reb Chaim from our sugya. In our sugya from Avur, that achila ksiva bohu. That's the reason that you'd be potter by nivla seftar when you drink a nivla seftar, that you wouldn't be matami. It's because you need achila. If you're Reb Chaim, it's not totally an achila. But if you're the Ramban, it's very gishmak. If you're the Ramban, it's no kasha b'chlal in Reb Chaim. Because Ramban says that the Havamini here was to say that it's not, that hein v'lo shinu yayin, that it's not called an avela when it's in a liquid form. So then the point isn't whether it says achila or doesn't say achila. The point is it an oichel or a mashke? The only time the Torah is metame nivla sektor min asvara, it's only when it's in an oichel form, not in a mashke form. That's why we need a pasuk to say that even when it's a mashke, you're still chayiv. So tell me. But all this is like the Ramban, but Lafi Teis by us, that says that it's all in the Maisa, doesn't shame, Lafi Teis is the heart, it's all totally in Maisa. But we could say that if you're talking to Teis, it doesn't argue on the Ramban be aside. Even Teis by us, the aside agrees that the Nidan of our Sugya is not mitad the Maisa, rather mitad the Chefza. We have to define what we mean that the Chesaron is in the Chefza. I think that we were saying it in a very simple way, that it's a different Chefza. There's the chalev in the solid form and chalev in the liquid form. Chalev in the liquid form is pashut, not the chalev. It's a different object. However, that's not the pashtus. It's mechudish to say that. The Rishonim do matter to these type of svaras in the end of Tamura and other places when you burn Isuri Hana. So now it's a different chavtza. Panim chadoshos bo lakam, the Rashba calls it in Kiddushin. It's something else entirely. Before you had Kili Akerem, you had Arla, and now you have ashes. It's something else entirely. But when you take food and you turn it into a liquid, you heat it up or you put it in your blender and now it becomes a liquid. So it's not a different chefza than you had before. It's still the same chefza. It's not a different choymer. It's the same materials as it was there before. It's a different surah. It's a different form than it's in. Before it was in the solid form. Now it's in the liquid form. But all the same atoms that were there before are still here right now. So it's not entirely, it's too mechudish to say that panim chadoshos bo lekan. We can't say that it's something that's entirely that was not here before. But the point is though that it's in a different surah. That's the question. So I think all the Rishayim agree to this point that the tzat, the pater, is because it's a different surah. Not that it's a different chepta, but that it's a different surah. The Ramban and the Tezanita held that Minasvara, I hold that a different surah, the Torah is mechayiv me. Torah is only mechayiv me when something is in the its original surah, its original form that it came out into the world. Chelev, chametz, nevela. Only when they're in their original form is when the Torah gave the surim and the tumah, were only seven things in their original form, in their natural form, not in a different form. That's Ramban and Taiz and Nida held. And even though, so the Mela, it's not unrelated to the sugi of shtia ki achila. We know that shtiyah is kiachila, but here it's simply a different form. And minasfara, when something is in a different form, it's not called chalef. As the words in Taisa, it's not the pshat that it's a different chefs of bichlal, it's something else. It's not called chalef, rather it's an apple, rather it's a juice. How do we know that it's the same chemical makeup as being chalef? But in the Isuri Torah of chalef, was only said in chalef in its natural state. When chalef is in a solid form. Chalev in a liquid form is not the type of chalev of the Torah Asert. That's the tesis in Nida and Ramban by us. So minasvara they held that it's simple, that something that's in a different form is not the form of the Torah Asert. In this point, tesis argues, tesis by us holds that if it would not be for the achila ksiv, if it would not be for the lashon achila in the Torah, then we would say that who cares what form it's in? The Torah asked chalef, and this is still called chalef, even though it's in a different form, but it's still the same chemical makeup as chalef, and therefore it's also. But because achila ksiva, but when the Torah asks something b'loshen achila, so that's a gilui that the Torah only asks when it's in the oichel state. The point of the sugya is not that you need a maisa achila, and a maisa shtia is not called a maisa achila. That's not the nidin in the sugya. The nidin is the Torah only asserted on things that are in their oichel state. When the Torah says a lashon achila, that's a gilui, that things are only asserted in the oichel form and not in the mashke form. Ask Teitzvis, but if shtia is bechlal achila, so mela, so in the words of the Torah, achila shtia may mean the same thing. So the Torah says lo seicha chol nevela. It means both nevela in the solid form and nevela in the liquid form. Both of them are called nevela. So it's even though in the Gemara is mavur that we learn out of lashon achila that when something is in a different state, it's not the state the Torah asserted it. Ask Tosfos that that's not true. That if shti is bechlal achila, then also in the liquid state it could be it's the same state that the Torah asserted. Answer is Tosfos that's only in a case. When it's dark eye bekach, like yayin and shemen, shaking chaylev, that you turn it into a liquid, and it's not the derech of chaylev to be a liquid, so it's not the proper state that they're asserted it. So at the end of the day, everyone holds that the chesaron in the sugya is a chesaron in the chefza. But as you said, it's not that it's a different chefza entirely, rather it's in a different surah. Just teiz anid and the rambano that min asvaru we held that the Torah was in mechayev and a different surah. And teiz by us holds, like when Pashas Lashon HaGemara's mashma, that only where it says the Lashon Achila, we would say this. But where it doesn't say Lashon Achila, then we could think that everything is considered, who cares what state it's in? Whether it's the solid state or the liquid state, both of them are states of the Torah Asrit. Me'elitzim Yoshev Baidam. It's true that Baidam, the Torah says Achila, but because Lamaisa, when you change Dam, you make it into a different state, you make it into solid, that's not its natural state. So Menas Svar Yod Bipater. And now the Gemara is coming out to a new svara to say, that because of your machshavit, so it's more of a chashiv a chefza, so it's pasha the Torah asherd, even in this state of being a salat. All we said was explain the havnin of the Gemara. L'maisa, we learn out of a pasuk, that you're chayiv. Chayiv by chaylev, chometz, nivlas heftar. The shayla is, what's the gather of this riboy? Is the riboy saying a new iser? That l'maisa, we still have the havnin is correct. And the minasvara, it's hain v'leishinu yayin. But there's a new iser, to drink also is usher. Or no. The pasuk was machadish, that it also is called the chefetz of chelev. So the Rambam brings down yesh mefarshim, that say there's no malchus by mashkev tevel. The Morna Mebez learns that mashkev tevel out of the tzara shove. It's because the klal of ein oichin minadin. So these people hold that there's no malchus. And the Rambam argues, says the Rambam, v'lav milsi. Shekevon Jain Atzman Asurin Veloiken Aleyan. Mashkin Ayotimhan Nami Loiken Aleyan. Milavin Aksuvin Bahen. Vegili Milsa Bialamu Shekosav Bein Ayotimhan Osar. The man says that it's a gilui that the lav of the that was said by the Surin themselves include also the Mashka. So before in the Ramban, Lahedya, that it's not a new Isser, rather it's a Harchav of the original Isser. And the original Isser was said not only in the solid state, but also in the liquid state. Another point here, in the Shriach says of the Gemara says, why don't we learn out one from two? It says, we cannot learn out Nivla Seftar from Chomet and Chelev, because Chomet and Chelev have Kares, and Nivla Seftar does not have Kares. Chor the Gemara is Tarach Bir. Haray, by Nivla Seftar, the Nidan of the Pasuk is talking about is the Tumah. Mark quote earlier that the Brisim, Cheyu Be'or Tamei Becham Atar, that the person that drinks it afterwards, Cheyu Be'or, then he's Tamei. And that was learned out of the Pasuk of Nefesh, Rabba Sashesa, which is referring to the Tumah. So by Nivla Seftar, we're not talking about the Isser of Achilas Nevela, rather referring to the Tumah. So the Gemara says, now back to here, we say that there's a Trichasa, and we could not learn out Nivla Seftar from Chomet and Chelev, because there's Kares, and here there's no Kares. Who's talking about Kares Legabe Tumah? The Nidan is a Nidan of Tumah, not of Kares, not of Isser Bechla, we're not dealing with Isser. By Chomet and Chelev, we're dealing with Isser, and here we're dealing with Tumah. So Bechla, the fact that they're more Chomer in their Isser, is not negia to the din, whether the Nivla Seftar is going to be Tameh or Tar. It's a different Nidan Bechla. Also in the Hemshachah of the Gemara says that Malu Nivla Sev Torah Shekein Metama. That it's Chumra Keneged Chomet and Chelev. It's not a Chumra that it's Keneged Chomet and Chelev. It's a different parsha in the Torah. Here it's a parsha of Tumah. And there it's a parsha of Isser. So it's not that it has a Chumra over them that it's Metame. By here the Nidun is a Nidun of Tumah. And there it's a Nidun of Isser. What's Bechlal the Tzad HaShofet? So it's my ma'aseh mashma in the Gemara here that you saw it in Tumas Nivla Sev Torah. The Chaim Oizer says this is Soyed in Achiezer. Chelak Beis, Sinin Zayin, Sivkot and Dawit. He says there very chashuv Yisoyed, Nivla Sev Torah. Chaim Oizer starts off that the din of, we find both by Behem and by Oif, that there's Isser Nevela and Tumas Nevela. Both of them have these two things. Are they Tali Haba or not Tali Haba? Anything that has an Isser Nevela also has Tumas Nevela, anything that has Tumah also has Isser. Are they Chalukim Bedina? So Chaim Oizer's Lechadesh, that there's an afkamina between Nivlas Behema and Nivlas Oif. Nivlas Behema, says Reb Chaim Oizer, the Isser and the Tumah are independent. Hare, the Gemara says that a person is Oirif the Egla Arufa. It's Metarim Udei Nevela. The Gemara is Vachem Dafayinim Ebeiz. Arifas Egla is Metarim Udei Nevela. The Chiyas Sir Mishtalech, the Gemara says in Yuma, is Metarim Udei Nevela. The Tumas Nivlas Behema is totally in doing in killing it in the proper way. When it's been Moisa, when a Behema dies Stamaze, then it's Metame. When it was killed in the way the terrorists said to kill it, it's not Metame. That either can mean Shchita, or Arifas Egla, or the Chiyas Sir Mishtalech. As long as something was killed in the proper way, it's not Metame bin Avela. However, Isra Nevela is different. Isra Nevela is, Arifas Egla has an Isra Nevela, and the Chias Sir Mishtaleach has an Isra Nevela. Isra Nevela is totally in a Maise Shechita, not a Maise Shechita. But Tumas Nevela of Behema is totally whether it was done in it the proper way of killing it or not. That you say to Reb Chaim Oizer, Legabe, Behema. And therefore there, the Tumah and the Isser are not telling the same Gedorah. Hashenkin legabe nivlas oiftar, says Reb Chaim Oizer. There, the whole Tumah is a toilot of the Isser. And anything which has on it the Isser of Nevela, the Mela has also the Tumas Nevela. That's the side of Reb Chaim Oizer. He brings rise to this from Sugyas. Personally, I think there's a right from our Sugya. If the Nidr of Nivlas Avtar is a unique Nidr in Lagabe Tumah. So as you said, so how is Gemara weighing on the different sides, Nivlas Avtar and Chelev and Chomet, and Chelev and Chomet are more Chomer because they have Kares. We're not talking about the Isser of Nivlas Avtar, we're talking about the Tumah. But Lafir B'chaim Oizer, it's Gevaldik. Avada, we're talking about the Tumah. The Nidr here is on the Tumah. But the Tumah is a Teilad of the Isser. Wherever there's an Isser, Mamela, there's also a Tumah. So we're talking about the Tumah and the Isser together, because they go hand in hand. You can't have one without the other. So if the Torah says that if you drink a Nivlas Avtar, you're Tameh, Bakorach, the Isser is also there, because that's Hainu Hach. So Mela says in the Gemara that Chelev and Chomet in their Isser are more Chomet than the Isser of Nivlas Avtar. And when we have, so therefore, even though there we know that by Chelev and Chomet, we know that Shtiyah is Keachila, but Lagabi Nivlas Avtar, the Isser, I don't know that Shti is Keachila, and the Mela, I don't know Lagabi the Tumah, because the Tumah is a Toilad of the Isser. Mela also in Hemshchah Gemara, the Gemara says that Nivlas Avtar is Chomer Shekein Mitama. Because we're not talking about the Tumah, we're talking about the Isser. But whatever you have by the Isser, the Mela you have by Tumah. That Lefidi said of Chaim Oizer would be very, very geshmak in our sugya. Another point here, at the bottom of Amar Aleph, where brings that's the drasha by Shrotzim, also there, Tirin and Reitvan, Kippa Shalahen, Metame. Mar says, why do we need both, all the psukim? Mar says, Srihi. The Ilokos of Rahmana, Hava Mina, Dial of Bamanadin Liot Kanidoin. The Hosma Dika Kazayas, the Fachanami Dika Kazayas. If you learn it out from Chelev and Chomet and Ivla Sevtar, then we think you need a Kazayas. And why is it enough with the Kadosha? Because it's too much Shrotzim. So before in the Gemara, that the Shir, of the how much chaylev do you have to drink to be chayev is a kezayis. Before you're in the Gemara, black and white, the shear is a kezayis. The ma'aser kezayis was something that was said legabe achila. Here, the ma'aser you're drinking the chaylev. and still the shear is a kezayis. So lechayr this should be totally in a machlokes rishonim. The opinion of Tezin Zvach and Daf Kuftes, we mentioned this earlier in this year, is that when a person is eating bread of pigle, and he dips it in wine of pigle, says Tezin, the shear is v'kezayis. Even though wine, when you drink the wine of pigle, the shear is v'revias. But because you're not consuming it in the oichel form, so its shear becomes a kezayis. Even though I mean the wine, the shear is v'kezayis. Vur and Tais is that Oichlan have a shir kezayis and Mashkin have a shir avias. It's not telling the cheftza. Rather, it's telling in how you are consuming it. If you're consuming it derech achila, it's be'edine achila bekezayis. If it's consuming it derech shtia, it's beravias. However, the Rambam in Parakei of Nazir Salach Hay argues, the Rambam holds that hasher pita biyayin, the shir is beravias. Nazir, shashar pita biyayin, the shear of how much wine you have to eat is a revius of wine, not a kezayis of wine. For in the Rambam, it's totally in the chefs of the Isser, and not in the way that you are consuming it. So now, in our Gemara, as we said, it's mavur, that when your person drinks chelev, the shear is a kezayis. So the Rambam, it's very gishmak. The shear is always a shear in the chefza. What's the chefs of the Isser? The chavta of the Yisr of Chelev is betzim, is a kezayis. Tuntar asher Chelev is an oichel. We have a riboy to say that even when you drink Chelev, you're also chayev. But Chelev naturally is in a oichel state, is an oichel form. Remela, we understand that the shear should be in its, the natural state of Chelev, which is the shear of an oichel, which is a kezayis. But lefi tezin zvachim, it holds that you always tell him the way that you are consuming it, I don't know what the chefta is. So the ma'isa right now, a person is drinking chelev. In Cain, the shear should be berevius and not bekezayis. Because the shear of mashkin is berevius. Oh. However, with the Magen Avram that we said earlier in the shear, we can be miyashiv. The Magen Avram quotes his thesis. The Magen Avram learns pshat in thesis that when a mashke is on top of an oichel or it's nivla into an oichel, then it becomes a chelik of the oichel. So it's not the pshat there that you're eating wine and therefore the shear is because I and not beravias. No, the pshat is that you're eating bread. The wine became the chelik of the bread. Memeva the shear is a kezayis. If you'd be eating wine, place could read the Rambam the shear is a ravias. But when the wine is absorbed in a bread, so now you're eating bread, and bread the shear is a kezayis and not a ravias. That's important that I have the Mogen Avraham the way you learn tesis. Maybe it's not shared from our sugya. Our sugya is you're drinking chelev. So you're drinking chelev, we don't have a taste about that. When you're drinking, it's entirely, the whole thing is drinking. You're not drinking, there's no oichel and mashke that are nivla zebeze. You took chelev, you made it into a mashke, and now you're drinking it. So your taste agrees to the Rambam that the shir is in the chelev. And chelev shira is bekezayis and not beravias. And we could say that's why it's, our Gemara is not shver on Tezin Zvachim Daf Kuftes. We're not going to the Gemara Namad Beis. Gemara brings a Braisa, a Tevel, Chodosh, Hekdesh, Shviz, and Kilayim. And all of them we say the Mashkin, Yetzin, and Kemaisa. Tomorrow we're going to look for the Makar, the Mashkin is Kemaisa. So the Minchas Boruch, the Simin Samech, asks Kushik Doyla, what's it eaten by Hekdesh? Hekdesh B'Shutai means the Isra Me'ila. As the Minchas Baruch, that the Isser of Me'ila is totally Gzeilas Mammon Hektish. You take something away from Hektish. And Me'ila doesn't need Dafka Achila. Me'ila is all Hanah are Nesar by Me'ila. Sim Kain, what's the Nidain of Shtia Ki Achila by Me'ila? You say that Isser of Me'ila is Gzeilas Mammon Hektish. So why do I care if someone is Maktish a food to Hektish and now it turns into a Mashke? Vada Hektish owns the Mashke. So someone that goes and drinks the mashke of Hektish is taking away from Hektish. Who cares how the way it came into Hektish? Somebody said Hektish right now has apple juice. And the person drank the apple juice of Hektish. Why do I care that the original Maktish gave apples? Right now, Lamaisa, there's apple juice. Apple juice belongs to Hektish. Anyone that drinks apple juice is being moil in Hektish. Kushuk de lemoid. Question of the Minchas Baruch. So Minchas Baruch wants to be Machadish because of this question. that when referring to hektish, we don't mean me'ila, rather referring to the itzer of a zar eating katshe katshe. And there it says in the Torah, lashon achila, zar lo yoichal. That is pshat. It's a vada dochuk in the words of hektish. Hektish doesn't mean dafka katshe karbanais. Pshuta hektish can mean even better kabayis. According to Minchas Baruch, it means dafka karbanais and dafka katshe katshim and the zar eating them. Very awesome to say that. More sure in the Minchas Baruch is that a taisit mavur, that the makar by hektish at the end of the day is from chet chet mitruma. Alright, that's what the Gemara brings to the afutza from me'ila. It's not the azhara of eating hektish, of the zar eating kachay kachay. So again, we'll go back to the question of the Minchas Baruch, that why do we need a pasuk to say that hektish is chay me'ila, it's chayiv by shtiyah ke'achila, the mashka also belongs to hektish. So, we could say that come rice this in me'ila, even though me'ila is telling zeilas mamon hektish, but it's not midla tali only in the mamonis. The Ramban says that if hektish is zeicha something with the kinyan chotzer, even though it belongs to them, there's no me'ila. Right? It belongs to hektish. And there's a machlekes tanoim in me'ila, whether gidule hektish, there's me'ila. You know, I've added the gidulim belong to hektish. A person makdish a tree and then it grows branches and fruits. I've added all those belong to hektish. And yet there's a tzad that there's no me'ila. We're in the Sefer Mincha Shleima and Mesechus Ve'ila Bi'arichus that the inyan of me'ila is not just taking away moment hektish, but rather that the chefz itself is miyuchat Hashem. And that only comes idea hektish. Ped the Ramban says, only when a person is miyachid it, then it's the chefzah shaykh tashem. So the isser of me'ila is stealing from hektish. That's the act of me'ila. But the parsha was only said, the whole isser was only said, on something which is miyuchat Hashem, and that comes idea hektish ped. Me'ila that's miyashiv also the hektish by us. When Hektish got something in the form of an oichel, so the chefz that became Yuchad Hashem is an oichel. And now you took that and you turned it into an apple juice. You took apples and you turned them into apple juice. And that's something else. That's a Zeya B'Alma. There was no Hektish on the apples, on the apple juice. Therefore, without a pasuk, we would say that the Din Me'il does not apply to that. Another point here in the Gemara is the Gemara says that one learned out from all the other Yafusas. Gemara says that's only by Isra Bami Eilav. But Isra She'enu Bami Eilav, so then we can learn out. What is Isra She'enu Bami Eilav? So Rashi says, Hektish. That Hektish is a person who's Makdishit, so it's Einu Bami Eilav. It comes by day the Makdish. Taisin Dir Masal Heicha argues with Rashi. Taisin says Hektish doesn't say Achila. And also Hektish we can learn out Chet Chet Mitruma. So you have another makar to say that mashkin is kiyetzi b'hen. So Tayser is trying to the Gemara is going referring to kilayim. That kilayim, it's only by the person that makes it into kilayim, then it becomes kilayim, and that's what, and it's not Isra b'me'elav. Asks Tayser, Harei kilayim doesn't say achila in the Torah, and the whole sugya b'yas only where it says achila. Answer Tayser is in Echanami. Even without a lashon achila, we think that we would not know that you're chayiv on the mashka. I, the Gemara, and Amin Aleph said, Achila? So Tais says, even without that, the Gemara could have asked. The Gemara just made the question stronger, because it says the Lashon Achila. So what we hear in the Maskan of Tais is that we do not need the Lashon Achila in order to say that you're Potter. So, as we mentioned in the beginning of the Sugya, that if the Nidan in the Sugya was inside the Maisa, then it's very Shver. Then, when the Torah doesn't say Lashon Achila, then why would I think that you need to eat and not drink it? If the reason to patter is because it's not the right mice of the Torah answered, ha-tenach, when it says Lashon Achila in the Torah. But when it does not say Lashon Achila, why should I dream up that you need dafka mice achila? But if we learn that the aside of the sugi is that it's not in the right state, it's not in the right form, so then we understand that we can hear that even in Asfara, even without a Lashon Achila. Because the natural state of kilayim is in an oichel state, not that it became a mashke state, so min asfar you'd be potter. That's why we need a pasuk to say that you're chayiv. So this taste is another big makar, that the nidin of the sugya is amitzad the maisa. Taste afterwards brings the shita of Rabbeinu Shmuel, the Rashbam, that doesn't want to say that the Gemara Nomad Aleph is lav dafka, rather the Gemara Nomad Aleph is telling the Lashon Achila. I hear Taisus asked that it doesn't say Lashon Achila. So why should we need, why do we think that you shouldn't be chayiv on the mashkin? Says Rabbeinu Shmuel that here it's not the guf ha-pri. There, it's you take the chaylev itself and you turn it into a liquid. Hashenken, you take a fruit and you squeeze out the juice. So that's not the guf ha-pri. That's why we would think that you're potter. So we've learned the Rashban that there are two separate chesarines. One is where you need achila and drinking is not called achila. And here there's different chesar, because it's not the guf ha-pri. So it's sort of beer, how the Gemara wants to learn out the chesar and that it's not the guf ha-pri from the din of him ches ha-chaylev. There it is, the guf ha-dofer. And even more so, we see in the Rashban that he makes it as one klal. It says, these are the words of Tesis. Avamashka yete mikilayim, afil like sivbu achila, kiman dich sivbu hudami. It's kiilu it said achila. She'ain zaguf apri. Kala zan zaguf apri, even though it doesn't say it's achila, kiilu it says achila. Before in the Rashban that it's the same exact chisaran that exists here by kilayim is what exists by the sugya earlier. Chariz mamash shu different dinah. So again, this Rosh Bamlach, or another big riot to the Yishayit that we want to say in the Sugya, that even on the Tzad, that you need the Lashon Achila, but it's not intended in the Maisa Achila. Rather, Avada, the problem is Mitzad the Tzura. It's not in the correct Tzura. Just only when it says Achila do I see the Torah is Makbir on the Tzura of Oichal, not the Tzura of Mashke. But at the end of the day, the Chisorin lies in the fact that it's a Mashke, not an Oichal. That's where the Chisorin is. The Mela, that's the same Chisorin that exists by May Peres. It's not the gufa dover. It eternally answered the pre. It didn't answer the mayim that come out of the pre, the fruit juice. So that therefore the Gemara was able to learn out may peiros of kilayim from the din of himres achilef. We now come to the sugya of may peiros. It's a very big sugya. We get to many to other sugyas in Shas, and we get halachal mice and many aspects to it. We'll see what we're able to see about it. The Gemara brings the Mishnah and Trumas. There's machlekes of Elazar and Yeshua about may peiros lagabi truma. Elazar holds that a zar is chayiv. Yeshua holds that he's potter. The Mora says the machlekes is b'doin mino mina b'doin mino vuki ba'asra. Kuponim, before you're in the sugya that the time to potter may peiros is because truma is earned out of bikurim, and by bikurim we only find by tirish and yitzar, only by wine and oil, and not by other may peiros. The meila we have no makar to say that may peiros are chayiv in truma. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yoshua. So by us, you learn the sugya of the Yalfuzas. However, in Pesachim Nafchav Dalet Amid Beis, it says there that a person that drinks juice that comes from tutim and rimonim of arla is potter, because it's zeh bialva, because it's only like, it's not the guf ha-pri, it's in the just that's. It came out of the pre, but it's not considered the guf ha-pri, and therefore you're potter. So it seems to be a different sugya. By us, it's more that the miut is a miut in because we have Yafusa from Truva, and there it's called Zeh B'Alma. You see, in the end of the sugya, the Gemara by us shtel suta arla. That the side of Rabbi Yeshua that he potters lagabe truma, he also potters lagabe arla. So the same din that you're potter in arla because for drinking the mashan yetim and atutim umina remainim, the Gemara by us is mavur because of Yafutzah and Truma. And the Gemara in Pesachim is mavur because of Zeh B'Yalma. It's a very big question. How do we answer the two sugyas? So Taisus in Pesachim says that in Atzvara we hold that may pay rice are considered Zeh B'Yalma. That's why we need a pasuk to be marbe. The things that come out of pay rice are not called Zeh B'Yalma. And according to Rabbi Yeshua, the pasuk is only marbe wine and oil, and everything else is where we held minasvara. Held minasvara that may peiros are zeh b'yalma. So today's word that the sugya Pesachim is the yisayda din of our sugya. The tchilas hadavar of our sugya starts in the sugya Pesachim. Svara chitzayin is that zeh b'yalma. Yeshua says that wine and oil is not zeh b'yalma. Hippolezer says that all mashkim are not zeh b'yalma. According to Yeshua, there's no Yafusa, because we learned that from Bikurim. So in Mela, by all other mashkim, we go back to the Svara Chitzayna, that it's Zeh B'Yalma. That is the opinion of Taisus and Pesachim. The Ramban by us has different teretz. And really mean Svara we hold, and may peiros are considered the Gufa Pri. That's where Belezer holds it. The Svara Chitzayna, according to the Ramban, is that may peiros is considered the Gufa Pri. But Rabbi Yeshua, Fakert, learns out of a pasuk that there's a mute. say that that mashkin that yitzim and tutim and remaim are not considered a mashkin. So according to Rabban, it starts the opposite of tesis. According to Rabban, the svarah chitzayna is that it is mashkin, and according to Belezer, there is no miut. Yeshua learns out that there is a miut. What's the pshat in the miut? What's the gedder of the miut? That's what Abaye and Pesachim says, that the gedder of the miut, according to Rabbi Yeshua, said it's called Zedion. It's the identity test and the man are the same. That the Shar Mashkim, the gather by them is Zeyab Yalma. Just according to Taisis, that was the Sfarach Yitzayna, and there was no Ribui. And according to the Rahman, it was a mute. It was a mute to say that you're Potter. And the gather is that it's Zeyab Yalma. Kedusha Meir Simcha here, he asks on Taisis, Taisis ultimate Svara, even wine and oil is considered Zeyab Yalma. And the Gemara in Shabbos Afkuf Memhei says that a person is Seichet on Shabbos, Zeyisim and Anovim, he's Chayim Mishum Mefarik. The Melechus Mefarik is taking out the Oichel and Apsoilis. And before that, the wine is called the Oichel, and the grapes are called the Apsoilis. Before that, the Iker of the grapes is the wine. That's why you can be Chayim Mishum Mefarik. How could you say that the wine is Zeyab Yalma, Fakert? The wine is the Iker of the grapes. And also Gemara in Brachas Teflam and Heim and Beitz. It says in the Gemara that just like we make, the Gemara asks, just like we make a bracha, but the wine gets its own bracha because it's Ishtani Lamal Yusa, also we should make a bracha, its own bracha on Shemen, because Shemen is also Ishtani Lamal Yusa. Before in the Gemara, that wine and oil is Ishtani Lamal Yusa, that wine and oil is better than grapes and olives. That's the Iker Maila as being wine and oil. So how could Taisa say that? It's Zeyab Yalma. Very big question on tastes. The few Rahman, it's a Miyushav. The Rahman holds that the Sfarach Yitzayin was that everything was Kegufa Pri. Only there's a meat on Sharpeiris. But the taste is that the Sfarach Yitzayin, even by Tirush and Yitzar, was that it's Zeyab Yalma, it's very shared from the Gemara in Brachos and in Shabbos. Rav Shach in Avi Ezri, in Paragir Maicholos Asuris, says a different text in the Kash of Tastes. Tastes in the Rahman has a series of sugyas between the Gemara Bayos and the Gemara Mesachin. Is it Xeris HaKosov that you're potter on Mashkan Ayyutim Yatutim Ari Mayudim? Or is it a Svara of Zeyab Yalma? So Rosh Hashanah says his own teretz. And you need both things. Why? Because if we would have a Ribui to say, the Mashkan is considered the Gufa Pri, that was the Nidin in our sugi, is the Mashkan considered the Gufa Pri or not? If there would be a Ribui that the Mashkan is like the Gufa Pri, then Mimela, then we not Shaykh Zeyab Yalma, because that's the Gufa Pri. No difference between apples and apple juice. Apple juice is also like apples. So you can't say that it's Zeyab Yalma because that's the Chefs of the Yisr. So maybe that's the Sugi by us saying that it's not considered the Guf HaPri. But the Gemara Pesachim has a different Nidai. It's true that the Mashke is not the Guf HaPri, but still, it should still be us or Midai Raisa. Because of the Klal of a Mishnah in Bechorus and Avav, Hayyitim in Atame Tame, sorry, Tafeim and Bez, Hayyitim in Atame Tame, Mara says that this includes that the eggs and the milk of a behemoth tameya or a trefa, something that comes out of something which it's in itself is usher, so things that come out of it are also usher. Earlier on in Chulin and Afsan Echdal, there to give beitz at sheretz, it's a klal that ayetim and atame tame. So Mela says Rav Shach, you take payers of arla and have them the iser arla, so the mashke that comes out, even if the mashke is not the gufa pri. It's not like the tutum and the remaining themselves. But it should still be usher, because it's yaitse min aiser. And yait, kola yaitse min atome tome. And that's why the Gemara has come onto a new svara that's called Zeyab Yalma. That even in the klal of yaitse, the thing has to be shech to the gufa dover. Gemara says this type of svara in Bechor Yosef Zayin, where it says that meir aglayim shel chamor is no iser, because it's Zeyab Yalma. It's not considered the gufa dover. Even in the din of yaitse, but it has to be still, it has to be shaykh to the ikar chefs. That's Rav Shach, it's very good shnaka teretz. Not like the Rishon. If you're Zayt, the Rav Shach, that Rebbe Lezer, even though, how does Rebbe Lezer mechayiv? How is Zeyab Yalma? That's Rebbe Lezer, we don't look at it as Zeyab Yalma, because Rebbe Lezer holds that it's considered the gufa chefs, he learns out of the psukkah that it's the chefs mamish. So then it's, Menel not called the Zeyab Yalma. The Torah, not only did the Torah aser, Tutim and Remainim, it also asserted the Mashke. The Mashke is like the Tutim and the Remainim themselves. So we don't look at it as Zeyah. But if you're, the only way we're coming to Asser is because of the Shaychas of the Mashke to the Gufa Pri. We say that this Mashka is connected to the Gufa Isser, even though the Mashka itself is not the Gufa Isser. But because it's connected to the Gufa Isser, and that we say Zayin the Alma, that disconnects it from the Gufa Isser. So that's to summarize in this seer of the sugya that we have. I mean, we saw Taisa said that the Sarp Shuta was at Zayin the Alma, and the Psukim Bayasar Marbe that it's not Zayin the Alma. We had the question of Rameir Simcha on that how could by Zayin Simcha and Ovim, how could we think to say that it's Zayin the Alma? That's a big question on Taisis. The Ramban says Fakert, that the Sfar Chitzayinu was to say that it's Yekidzir Gufapri. And the Pasuk Bayosk is Mimayit. And the Sugim Sochim, Rabbayim Sochim is just telling us together of the Miut that it's Zayin the Alma. And Rav Shach won't say that you need both of them. The Gemara Bayosk is Dani whether it's the Gufapri. And the Sugim Sochim is saying that even though it's not the Gufapri, it's still Yeitze Mina Gufapri, and it's connected to the Gufapri, and it could be Asher Mitam, the din of Yeitze. And that the Gemara says, Zayin the Alma, and then it's not even Asher Mitam Yeitze. Another point here, about the holding of Meperes, is the question of Taisim Sochner. Taisim and the Psochem at the end has a very sadistic question. Have we learned in the previous Prokim, Kiranoshe, Kolabosar, a very big Yisoid in Macholas Asura, it's called Tam Keker. It's something that has the Tam of the Isser, even though it's not Isser itself, is also Asur. According to most Yishayim Midaraisa, according to some Yishayim Midrabanon, the opinion of Taisim is that it's Isser Daraisa of Tam Keker. So ask Taisus, why do we need a reboot to say that may payers are usher? Hare tam kicker de raisa. We can ask may payers because of tam kicker. Apple juice has into the tam of apples. Even though it's not apples mamish, but has a tam of apples. So why can we answer the may payers because of tam kicker? That's the question of Taisus. It's interesting that Taisus did not ask this question on the Gemara Neman Aleph by us. Himchetz achilev. Why there do we not say tam kicker? If that it tastes like chalev, why do we not say that it's tam keker? It could be that there is different because there, you have the iser itself that you turn into a mashke. That's not the tam that's yotze. Tam always is, the tam that oozes out of an avela. That's tam keker. But you take the iser itself and you turn it into a mashke. So as we said earlier in the shir, that's a shinui tzura of the iser. But it's not the tam of the iser. When you take the Isra and something squeezes out of it and the tam that's in it comes out, so that's not a shinitzur, that's just a separation of the two parts of it. There's the liquid part and the solid part. When the liquid separates from the solid, that's called tam keker. So this question is such a good question that Taisim Sochem does not answer the question. Sorachir, Taisim is not answered. What's Taka the Pshat? So the Rosh in Brochus, Parakvav of Brochus, Simin Yurches, says the Rosh that tamik ikr is only things that come out of the cooking. But you squeeze a fruit and the juice oozes out without cooking it, that's not included in the klal of tamik ikr. That's the side of the Rush. That's why the Rush says there that when you cook vegetables and the juice that comes out of cooking vegetables, mei shlokais, you make a bari priya domer. Why is it not like mei peiris, which is zeh b'yalma? It says there the tam came out of the cooking. Cooked vegetables, so the time that the vegetable juice that you're drinking is considered tam keker of the vegetables. And therefore you make a bari priya domer. Hashenke, when you squeeze fruits or vegetables and the juice comes out, that's not considered the guf hadover, rather zeya bialma. And that's why that an apple juice and orange juice, you make a shahako, not a bari priya eitz, because it's not considered the guf of the peiris. That's the territory of the Rush. Minchas Baruch, in Simin Nuntes, there's another question, another tarot to the question of Taisus. Taisus leaves hanging this question, why do we not say Tam Keker? Says the Minchas Baruch, that we saw the din of Tam Keker, we have the opinion of the Rivi Orlines, that Taisus quoted earlier on Dafsari Tes, that there's no Malkus on Tam Keker. Because Tam Keker is its own Pasuk, it's a new Isser, and therefore there's no Malkus on the din of Tam Keker. But Mashiach, the din of May Peiros, there the Gemara wants to learn out that you should get Malkus for it. And that's what the Nidin of our sugi is, their Malkus. That's the territory of the Minchas Baruch. There's a tremendous nafkamina between the Minchas Baruch and the Rush. Is there an Isser D'Araisa at Mei Peiros? According to the Minchas Baruch, there is an Isser D'Araisa when you drink Mei Peiros. Just there's no Malkus. According to the Rush, it's not, there's no Isser D'Araisa, it's Zeya B'Yalma. It's only Asher Midi Rabbana. And it tells you in Baba Kama, Daf Kuf Aleph Amad Aleph, Divi Maschel V'Loi, Mahur that Isser of May Pairs of Arla is only an Isser Drabana. That's Taisus Lashitasam. That Taisus asked him Tzachan that why is there no din of Tamakiker? But Taisus held that Lamaitis of Pshad in the Gemara is that we did not ask him in Tamakiker. Taisus did not know why. But Lamaitis were not asking him in Tamakiker. So because there is no Isser, no call of Tamakiker over here, so Mela, what's left is Zeb Yalma, Mashkan Ayatim, Natutim, Uminar Remainim, there's no Isser Dereisa, only an Isser Drabana. According to the Minchas Baruch, there'd be Isser Dereisa on May Peres. It's a very big nakamina to this sugya, halacha l'maisa, for people that live in Eretz Yisrael, is that the Brisker Rav held, it's brought down in Sefer Moedim Uzmanim, Chila Gimel Semin Reish Dalet, Yodua, the Brisker Rav held that one cannot be mafresh trumas and maestras from juices. If they're not mafresh trumas and maestras properly, and the oranges before they made them into juice, so they were mafresh, I'll be mafresh in my house. I mean, mafresh, some trumas and maestras, and a little bit of orange juice to be matched to the rest of the orange juice. So the Brisker Rav that it doesn't work. Why? See, he brought him a card from the Yerushalmi and trumas, but he also held that Zemin HaSvara. Because May Peiris, their Isser is Mishum Mashkin HaYotzin. So they have an Isser because they're Mashkin HaYotzin. But HaFrash trumas and maestras is only on Peiris themselves. And Mashkin was never said in of HaFrash trumas and maestras. And Zayim B'Yamah, there's no time to be mafresh. It's not that the orange juice is oranges. You can be mafresh fruits and vegetables and wine and grain. All those things are set apart of HaFrashas, Trumas, and Maestras. And the juice is a Zayim B'Yamah. So whether it's Isser D'Araisa or Parashas Isser D'Rabbanan, that there is an orange juice of Tevel. But there's no din of HaFrashas, Trumas, and Maestras B'Chlal. You can't be mafresh a Zayim B'Yamah. You can only be mafresh Peiris. That was the story of the Brisker Rav that he held. It was Pashat Min HaSvara. Maisa to do it, the Chazon Ish was Mekel on this. That's the minig, by most people, except the Briskers, is that you can't be mafresh Trumas and Maitres on May Peiris also. And the Chazon Ish said in one line, Sinishkin Aguna. May Peiris are not an Aguna. Meaning, at common that you hold, we hold that May Peiris are Usser, because of Tevel, then the Gedder that we, Usser Demidur Abonon, Al Tevel, was to look at them as a pre. If we're not looking at them as a pre-Bachal, there wouldn't be an Isser Tevel. It's true, Midaraisa, they're not the Gufa pre. But Midrabanan, we do ask for them. So Midrabanan, we looked at them like a pre. So we looked at them like a pre, and maybe we could also be mafresh Trumas and Maestras. That was as far as the Chazon Ish, to be Mako, and to not leave the orange juice as an Aguna. One last story here, is that the Mar brings, the Ein Mevi'in, Bikurim, Mashke, Elayotim, and Azesim, and Anovim. The only time that you could bring mashkin for bikurim is by wine and oil, but not by other mashkin. Where it says that's only according to Rabbi Yeshua. According to Rabbi Lezer, you could bring all mashkin. According to Yeshua, only zeisim and anov, only wine and oil. That's before in the Gemara. The Chasam Sofer by Yatz Chedushim brings from the Yerushalmi, Perek Yud Aleph of Trumas, and in Maseches Chala, that the only that you're allowed to bring wine as bikurim is only if you're makdish grapes in order to bring their wine. When you makdish them as bikurim, you either makdish the wine themselves or the grapes in order to bring them as wine. But a person is makdish the grapes as bikurim and to bring them as grapes. So then even according to Rabbi Yeshua, they cannot be brought as, you can't bring bikurim from the wine, only from the grapes themselves. If you turn them into wine, says the Chasam Sofer, you have all of these surim of bikurim, all the kedusha and the surim of bikurim, but they didn't have vav bikurim, was only said when you makdish them to bring them as wine. It's also brought down by the Shita Mekubetzes in Erchin, Daf Yud Aleph, Maralef, Yud Aleph, Shem Tzvei Sarosh, says it's chiddush that there's enough kamina how you makdish them. It's not in the mela that wine is like the grapes. But when the grapes can be looked at as being wine, so when you makdish them as grapes in order to bring from them wine, then you can bring them as wine. But if chatchila the hektish was on grapes as grapes, then wine is not considered, a hava of the grapes, and you can't bring them as bikurim. Ad kan for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.